management of river otters is coming back to the state. That's next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Wyoming House Bill 45, which removes otters from protected status, took effect after Governor Mark Gordon signed the bill into law late last month. For the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the bill has important impacts for the management of otters in the state. Dan Smith, Game and Fish Wildlife Division Supervisor and Chief Game Warden, says removing otters from the definition of a protected animal gives the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission authority to regulate management. He says it gives wildlife managers another tool in the toolbox when making decisions on how best to mitigate conflict, build public support and tolerance, and best manage otters. Since 1953, Wyoming otters have been classified as protected animals, banning any hunting and preventing any type of agency management. At the time, populations were nearly wiped out due to excessive fur trapping, environmental challenges, and habitat loss. The approach allowed for a slow population regrowth with native genetics for Wyoming otters and differed from other states, which brought in non-native otter populations to increase local populations. With the passage of new legislation and under Commission Regulation Chapter 52, otters are now classified as non-game animals, allowing game and fish to use strategies such as deterrence, mitigation, and relocation to benefit otter populations. It also allows for lethal removal as a last resort. More than 80 mammal species in Wyoming are classified as non-game, including swift fox, pygmy rabbit, even the protected black-footed ferret. Game and Fish partners with several agencies and nonprofit organizations to improve the understanding of these species and improve management methods. Smith says the non-game designation will not result in a recreational hunting or trapping season for otters. Smith says trappers obtain a license to trap fur-bearing animals and predators. This new legislation does not define or classify otters as fur-bearing animals. Otters will have the same protections from hunting and trapping with their non-game designation as they did when they were defined as protected animals. Smith says at this time the population has not rebounded to a level for Wyoming to consider regulated harvest. For more information on game and fish definitions and requirements for non-game animals, visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department webpage. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.